Okay, good morning. Let's begin. Today's shiur is sponsored for Zchus for a Shidduch for Yehudis Nahora Bas Sarah Mindel and Yocheved Shalamis Bas Sarah Mindel. Seems like they're sisters. You should find the right Shidduch, Bekarov, in the right time. Amongst all the other girls and boys, mainly girls who need Shidduch. Okay, so last week we started Borer, the review of Borer, and we discussed the halachos of the ways that we are allowed to do Borer, ways we are not allowed to do Borer on Shabbos. We said that the only way for it to be permitted to do Borer is to turn it into a derech achila, to turn it into the normal way of eating. And the way we do that is if you have all three conditions. You have three conditions, which means you have to do ochel mitoch psolos, you have to take the good from the bad, you have to do for immediate use, which we need to discuss more at length, and you have to do it with your hands, which also we need to discuss more at length. We discussed last week what makes something an ochel, what makes something a psolos, if it's spoiled, if I don't like it. We also discussed the halachos of what makes something a mixture. We said that the only way it could be an avera of borer is if it's a mixture of two types. A mixture of two types. So we said we were discussing at length what's a mixture. I listened to my shiur again. I like to do that a five time. And I just want to make it clear. One thing that we said very clearly is that it's not clear what exactly is a mixture. But what's the deciding factor? I was discussing with Rabbi Sachs yesterday also. I went to his house for something and I went inside and we were schmoozing about what's considered a mixture, and I reminded him of what he told me about the Kumsitz a couple months ago, and he said, yeah, it's not clear what's a mixture, it's not clear. What basically comes out from the Paiskim is if somebody would look at it, and that to them, that looks like a mixture. You know, you have a whole bunch of cookies on the plate by a kiddush. That was one of the examples we gave. That would be considered a mixture. And Rabbi Sachs also agreed with me. Like, that would be considered a mixture. Even if they're lined up, the Ramah gave an example of fish that was lined up with each other. So that's also considered a mixture. It doesn't have to mamish be a jumble. What people look at as a mixture is considered a mixture. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he said that there was a chabura, there was a group of younger light in Lakewood learning the halachos of Borer in depth, and he said that they came out that there were 70 different opinions of what's considered a mixture. So I was like, I said, 7? He said, no, 70. So I'm sure that means that, you know, there's different expressions exactly amongst every single sefer that talks about Borer. Suffice it to say that if you're not sure if it's a mixture or not, you should try to be strict. This is something that it gets in the realm of an Issa Deraisa. So that much we made clear last week, as we discussed by a number of other halachos, that it's not 100% clear where it's a mixture. A person needs to be careful. Well, we left off last week in the middle of discussing what makes something two different types, two different minim. So we discussed if different sizes and different tastes and things like that, different parts of the chicken. So we just left off in the middle, just to give another a couple of examples, as far as clothes being one min or not. So we said, like, so by pieces of potato kugel or chocolate chip cookies, the size doesn't really make a difference. That makes it one min. So even if I want to remove the small piece of potato kugel from the plate, that is not a problem because those are all one min. A big piece of potato kugel, a small piece of potato kugel, that doesn't make it two different types. Even though I don't desire it, makes it into psolos, but it doesn't make it into two different minim. But by clothes, the size, of course, makes a difference. If I have two different size shoes and the shoes are all mixed up one with another, so those are different than each other. Two different size socks, two different size pants, or suits, whatever it is. So that, of course, over there, the size does make a difference. Also, by clothes, the color could make a difference. By other things, the color may not make a difference. By stratego pieces and chess pieces, of course it does. But by clothes, also the color makes a difference. If you're wearing a black skirt and you want to take a black top, so really you could wear a black top, you could really wear a purple top, you could wear anything, maybe could go with a black skirt, but it doesn't make it that it's all one min, because they could all go with the black skirt. They're obviously different than each other. If they're different color shirts and they're all mixed up one with another, or they're stacked, we'll discuss stacking shortly, then that is also considered two different types.
It has to be somewhat the same, like balls and bats in a bucket. They're different types. One's a ball, one's a bat.
Okay.
They're completely different.
Well, they're completely different. That for sure would be a problem. But the thing is that the bat may be so big in corresponding to the balls. Okay. So then anyways, that may not be a problem. They may not be considered a mixture. But as far as two types, for sure, that's two types. That's for sure two types. So one's a bat and one's a ball.
They're so different.
Right, but the size is a different issue. But as far as different is concerned, the fact that they're so different makes it worse. So that makes it, that's for sure a problem. But if there's a difference in size, if there's so difference in size, like the cap and the soda and the other cases we were discussing last week, so then that's not a mixture. It's two different types, but it may not be a mixture. Jewelry. Let's say you have a pile of jewelry. So most probably, I would think, you would know better than me, most probably jewelries are considered two different types. I mean, there's the earrings and there's the bracelets. Let's say a small bracelet. There's the different rings and earrings and different things. So unless you mix and match all the time and you have, you know, weekday Shabbos and it's all no different, then maybe that's all considered one type. But generally speaking, I would imagine that you have the Shabbos earrings and the weekday earrings, and you have this different jewelry for different types of occasions. So that would be, that itself would make it two different types. So if it's all in a jumble in a jewelry box and you want to take out, of course you're taking out the good from the bad, but you want to prepare it for tomorrow morning, or you want to prepare it for later this afternoon, that would be a problem. It's two different types. It's a mixture, if it is a mixture in your jewelry box. And even if you're taking the good from the bad, but it has to be for immediate use. Of course, you're taking it with your hands, but it would have to be for immediate use. Okay, we can't get into every single case that they talk about. They have different types of plates. You know, you have plastic plates and different, you know, paper and plastic plates. Are that considered two different types or not? Or different quality types of plates? You know, every case, you know, would have to be thought about differently. Perhaps that would be different, especially if they're more expensive and they're better quality. You know, maybe that would also be considered two different types. Filters. Are you allowed to filter water on Shabbos? Now, if it's from the sink and a light is going to go on, so that's a different problem. So that would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. But let's say you have a Brita or some type of filter that you want to filter the water on Shabbos. So you're filtering out the water from the dirt or the bugs or whatever it is. So the halacha is the following. Let's hold off on bugs for a second, because that, for sure, you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink or eat. But let's say for a second, some people, what it would depend on, what the place can come out, the beer halacha comes out is, let's say I would drink water from the tap. It doesn't bother me. So I'll filter it, fine. I'll filter it, you know, because why not? I might as well, you know, have it even a little bit better. But I would have no problem drinking water from the tap. So then the halacha is, then that means that all the water is considered one type. That's not considered a borer that I'm filtering. Because for me, it wouldn't make a difference. I would drink water from the tap. If I lived in Israel for 8 years, so I'm used to it, you know, it's this type of water, that doesn't make a difference to me. So then I would be allowed to filter it. Somebody, which I think maybe is most people, that they wouldn't drink water straight from the tap, so then for that person, that is considered borer, because they, to them, it does make a very big difference to filter out all the little particles and the dust particles. For them, it does make a very big difference. What the Bir Halacha says is, that's, I think, very understandable, very simple. What the Bir Halacha says is, can I filter it? Let's say for me, it doesn't make a difference. So am I allowed to filter it for someone that it does make a difference? So the halacha is that what it depends on is who it's being filtered for. Meaning for me, it doesn't make a difference. So I'm allowed to filter it. But since for this, let's say for my wife, I'm doing it for my wife, and she, for her, it does make a difference, so then I'm not allowed to filter that on Shabbos. That's considered borer. Because since I'm doing it for somebody who does care about it, so then that is not allowed. But if I'm doing it, let's say I do care about it, so for me, I'm not allowed to do it. But let's say I'm not drinking water right now. I'm doing it for somebody who, for her, it doesn't make a difference. I'm just filtering it because, you know, just something extra. So they should have filtered water. It depends who I'm doing it for. In that case, it would be permitted. For that person, that's not boner, because for them, it doesn't make much of a difference. So then that would be permitted. Depends who you are doing it for. Somebody mentioned last week, which Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, that let's say somebody gives me a salad, and there's avocado in the salad. I don't want the avocado. Or there's olives, and I don't want the olives. So I say, there's avocado here. I shouldn't say that, but let's say there's avocado. So I say, who wants avocado in my salad? So someone says, okay, I'll eat it. That's fine, no problem. Hey, Pat, I'll take it. So for me, that's psolas. It's definitely two different types. But for me, that's psolas, because I don't want the avocado. I don't want the olives. I don't want the tomatoes. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that I'm allowed to take out, not just the person who it's for, even me. I'm allowed to take out the olives and give it to that person. Even though for me, that's psolas mitoch ochel. But since I'm giving it to that person, and for that person, it's ochel, and ochel is all good. So for that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that is permitted, and it's a very common case. If you have a small piece of carrot in your soup, and I didn't ask for carrot, I don't want a carrot. So if it's very big, then we said last week, it's not a mixture. But if it's small enough, I'm allowed to take it out and give it to somebody who does want it.
Can we go back to the water again?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you never drink water from the tap,
right.
So you only drink filtered water.
Right.
You can't filter the water on top.
Correct.
So what happens if you have a filter that filters all the water in the house or on a regular basis?
So the halacha is, so the thing is like this. If you're using the water for washing dishes, which we discussed a few months ago, how you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos.
Okay.
So for that, the fact that it's filtered, the place can say that doesn't make a difference to me. It's filtered, it's not filtered. I'm allowed to turn on the water for washing dishes. Because that's, even though I'm filtering the water, but that doesn't make a difference because it's not for drinking, it's for washing dishes. Place can say that once the tap is on already, then I'm allowed to come with a pitcher and stick it underneath.
Okay.
That would probably be the best way to do it.
Okay, then what if you have a separate spigot for filtering water, and it's not electric or anything, it's just
right.
going through some canisters on
okay,
the sink,
right.
whatever
right.
it's doing. Can you open that on Shabbos?
So probably you wouldn't. If you're doing it for the purpose of drinking and you wouldn't drink water straight from the tap, imagine you're causing the filter to be done. Obviously, you don't have to stand there and hold the filter. You're pouring the water or turning on the faucet and you're causing it to go through the filter. I'd imagine that would not be allowed. If you're somebody who doesn't drink from the tap and if you're opening it now and you're opening it for the purpose of filtering the water, I would imagine that would not be allowed.
But if you're doing it for a group, you have a bunch of
company. Okay, I was waiting for someone to ask that. Let's say you're doing it for a bunch of people, and some people, yeah, some people do like it, some people don't like it. I'd imagine if there's one person that you're doing it for, that to them, that you know for a fact that it doesn't make a difference, I'd imagine that would be okay. A strainer at the bottom of the sink. Could be, you remember we spoke about this. Let's say, you know, most sinks, they have like that strainer on the bottom and all the water goes down and all the rest of the, you know, so the sink doesn't get clogged. It stays on top. So in the strainer. So the place can say that is permitted to be done on Shabbos. Why? The answer is pretty obvious, because that's not separating psoles from ochel. That's psoles and psoles. So, and you're not improving a mixture whatsoever, even if you consider it a mixture, but you're not improving a mixture. That's psoles and psoles. The water you don't want, that goes down the drain. All the dirty, the leftover foods that's in the drain, that's also psoles. So we say that's not a problem, you don't have to worry about it, and that's psoles and psoles, and it's not a problem to do that on Shabbos. Next, which we were discussing before the shiur started, as far as other types of mixtures. Yeah.
If there's like a platter of, let's say, chocolate chip cookies and oatmeal cookies, and you don't really care which one you get, you just want to, let's say, even for a kiddush, and you just want to bring one for your child. You don't
so
care
that is
which
two
one.
Different minim, right? It's still, if it's food and it's two different types of food, that makes it two minim. That
even
makes
it
two
don't
types.
Care which
even
one
if you
is.
Don't care. Even if you don't care. Even if you don't care, you like chocolate chip cookies just as much as oatmeal cookies, it's tied for first, and you doesn't make a difference. It's two different minim. Assuming that the plate is set up like a mixture, then that's considered. Now you're taking what you do want, so that's ochel from solas.
But you don't care. You don't care which. To me, it seems similar to the garlic. The
no, well,
this is both.
He's saying if that's. Are you saying that's ochel and ochel?
Or let's say there's like a mixture of like red and blue jelly beans. You don't care which ones you get. You just want some jelly beans.
Take a handful. It's a problem because later, because you're not going
to have. So if you're taking a handful, if you're taking a handful and you really don't care which ones you get, so fine. So there you didn't even try specifically to take one. But your case with the cookies, if I specifically.
You're not looking, whatever you get.
Like you don't
get.
like you like them both equally. You're happy to have either one.
And you're taking it. You take both. No,
but
for
me, it's okay. But what if
for me,
it's not
for later. Okay, I have to think about that. I'm not a Yishuv right now. I have to think.
Always have different colors, different types. You don't care. You just take some
one. Right, right. So you're taking one for later.
They're all the same. They're really all the same in your mind.
I have to think about it. My based on what I've been saying now, it should be considered ochel solas because that's what you want. This one, I'm not sure. Could be if that's not considered solas. If you all like it,
you don't want this one.
Right.
You want any.
Well, we discussed last week in the beginning of the class as far as separating two types. Meaning, I have a mixture and I want both, but I want them separately. Question is how this would fall in over here. Meaning, I'm not eating the chocolate chip cookies. I'm only taking the oatmeal cookies. If it will be the same exact thing,
like,
I have to think about.
But like, if the oatmeal was on top, you take the oatmeal. The chocolate one was on top, you take the chocolate.
Right.
Yeah, but how do you define that as a mixture? Because you said it.
So we said okay. It depends what's a mixture. Depends what will be considered a mixture. If they're all.
But it's only going to be a mixture. If you have two different kinds of cookies on a plate, or.
Well, okay, unless they're on two separate sides of the plate. You have to, like we said last week, you have to know how close they are to each other.
It's a platter.
If it's a platter that's lined up, then that will be considered a mixture. That's what the Rambam seems to say by the case of the fish that we were talking about. If they're close enough, the Rambam doesn't say how close exactly they are, but then it could be that will be considered a mixture. The question is if this is considered psoas. I have to think about it. Another case of a taruva, something that's mixed, is things that are it's two distinct items, but they're tightly attached, or if they're embedded together. We discussed last week as far as the stem of a pear and a strawberry, but there's other cases. Let's say bones in a fish, or pits in a fruit. If you have a piece of meat with fat on it, or you know you have a salami or a kishka wrap, and there's a wrap around it. You have we have shells around eggs or nuts. You have peels, like bananas and oranges and things like that. You have a wrapper on a Laffy Taffy or some other type of food. So the place can say that those are all also considered borer. Those are tightly connected to each other, even though they're distinct items. But since they're tightly connected to each other, that is also considered a borer. So let's discuss, you know, a couple of these cases. In every case, in these cases, when you are separating the wrapper from something that's tightly up against another food, then we say that let's hold off on peels for a second. First of all, it has to be with your hands, and also it has to be for immediate use. Now, in the case where something, the bad, is surrounding the good, you have a wrapper around a food, or if you have a peel around an orange or a banana or something like that, so you would think that every single time I peel this food, I'm taking the psoles from the ochel. It's impossible to take the ochel from the psoles. So how in the world am I ever supposed to peel a banana on Shabbos, even if it's for immediate use? But I'm taking the bad from the good. I'm peeling an orange. That's the bad from the good. So the answer is that, like we said last week, the whole point of having to take the good from the bad is to make it derech achila, to make it the normal way of eating. By something that's a peel, that the bad is surrounding the good, it's not just simply, oh, there's no other way, so we'll let. But it's because taking the bad from the good in this case is the derech achila. That is the normal way to eat. So it's still considered a borer mixture. You still have to do it for immediate use, which we need to discuss what that is, and you still have to do it with your hands. You can't do it with a kli. We'll discuss vegetable peelers later. But it's still, as far as psolas from ochel, that you don't have an issue. That's still considered the derech achila, even though you are taking the psolas of ochel. I just want to make that clear. It's not just simply, oh, there's no other way, so we'll let you do it. No, it's that is the derech achila by peeling. Things that are just next to each other, they're very easy to separate from each other, those are not considered a borer mixture, like liquid in a glass, a food on a plate, or two svarim piled on top of each other. They're not embedded together, they're not tightly attached, they're next to each other, they're touching each other. That doesn't necessarily make it a borer issue. But as far as something that's tightly attached, like these examples, the meat with the fat, we'll see about taking the good along with the bad, those cases need, let's say, by the meat, by the fat. If you're not going to take some of the meat along with it, you can't take the fat from the meat. You have to take, in your motion, you need to take the meat from the fat. You have to take the good from the bad. They say that when you have a nut and there's a shell around it, like a walnut. So if you notice, by a walnut, the shell is not tightly attached around the nut itself. It's just like inside. You can really like shake it a little bit, by a peanut as well. So there the place can say that that's not considered a borer mixture at all. Meaning even if you want to do it, peel it for later use, that's not a problem. Anyways, ochem from solas is not a problem because it's a shell around it. But since it's not tightly attached against it, like by a walnut or a peanut, so we say that that's not a borer mixture because even though it's inside, but it's not tightly attached to each other, it's just loose inside, then anyways, that is not a problem. Outside, the outside leaves to a cabbage or a lettuce, also you need to be careful about that for peeling it for later use. If the outside leaf is bad, so then and it's ruined and spoiled and brown, so that makes it two different types, and that makes it psoles, so you want to remove it. So the only way to do that is taking the outer one first. So it's not a problem of psoles from tochonchal, but it has to be for immediate use, which we'll see what that means.
Washing lettuce for bugs is not borer, I'm assuming.
Washing lettuce for bugs. So the place can say the following. As far as, let's say you have bugs or dirt on fruit, so if it's just the standard washing, then the place can say that's mutter.
For hygiene, but not for bugs.
Right. So if by regular hygiene, then we say that's not that the Pais can say that's not the Chazon Ish says that's not a problem of borer. If it's visible dirt, then there's a big machlokes. A lot of Pais can say, anyways, that's mutter because we say that that's like washing dishes. I would imagine Rav Moshe Feinstein says that, and many others, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, that that's similar to washing dishes. As far as washing for bugs, I would imagine that would be similar. If you have dirt, you have an apple that falls on the floor, and you see, besides just for hygiene, but you see that there's legitimate dirt on it, so there, many Pais can say, Rav Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv, they say that that's anyways permitted, because that's just like washing dishes, which is not considered borer, because that's just an outer substance on top of it, and if it's just something not in liquid, which we were discussing before, but if it's on lettuce or something like that, then I would imagine that would be the same halacha.
Don't you
and
have to take the whole piece of lettuce with the bun? I don't think you can separate the bun from the lettuce.
If you take the lettuce along with the bug, then for sure that's not a problem, because you're taking the good of the bad. Yeah, I would imagine it would be similar. It's a machlokas, but I would imagine it would be similar to the dirt. I don't see why there would be any difference. If it's on a solid, not if it's on a liquid, but if it's on a solid,
then you can't remove that. I'm
sorry,
maybe.
By washing dishes, why are you allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos? In the heter way, if you need it for Shabbos, why are you allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos? It's stuck to it. I don't know. So, the Paiskim say that's allowed because we say that's like an outer substance on top of it that's not considered a borer. It's not considered a mixture. It's just something else on top. And even though it's hard to get off, it's a little bit connected, but we say, many Paiskim say, some say it's not like that. Chazon Ish is not like that, but could be that's where you're coming from. The Chazon Ish and other places can say that that's not allowed, so it's better. Sorry?
Why can you just use the derech of feeling? Well, just like you're allowed to peel banana.
This is not the only way to get this bug off of the lettuce is not necessarily to take the bug from the lettuce. You could take the lettuce from the bug. You could do some type of motion. If it's a peel, there's no other way. But over here, there is a way to separate A from B and not B from A. So I don't know if the derech achila idea would work over here. But I would imagine it would be the same as washing dishes. And if you have fruit with dirt on it, I would imagine the bugs would be the same halacha.
The walnut.
Yeah.
I thought the problem with the walnut was that, you know, there's like these little pieces inside the shell that are not edible.
Okay.
And when you're pulling out the meat of the walnut, sometimes they get mixed in and you can't separate out the...
I didn't see anyone talk about that, but that could be a separate issue. That would be something to avoid, and if that does happen, you need to be very careful. Correct. But as far as the borer from the shell, from the nut itself, that is not a problem, at least. If the peel is edible, then a lot of places can say, anyways, it's okay, because that's considered ochel. Even though I'm peeling it because I don't want the apple peel right now, let's say it's dangerous for the child, or if I'm not interested, I just want to have the apple without the peel. The arpais can that say that that's not a problem because that's both considered oichel. Now I'm trying to think about the oatmeal cookies and chokshim cookies. Maybe that would also be considered both oichel based on that. Okay, I need to think about that more in my own time.
Never just take the peel.
I'm sorry?
When you peel an apple,
right? Oh, okay. So when we discuss, that's true. We're going to discuss, when we get to taking the good with the bad, we have to discuss how much good needs to go along with the bad to be considered the good along with the bad. We're going to touch on that then. I mentioned in the beginning of Bar, when we started last class already, that all the topics are going to surface throughout. Every time you talk on one topic, it's going to come up to other parts of Bar, but I try to order and go in a systematic order. We're going to discuss about those things. Another case is things that are absorbed, not attached, but absorbed, that is also considered a mixture. You have noodles in soup, or crumbs in soup, or if you have a hair, or an insect, like you were talking about before, in a liquid, because the liquid gets absorbed in between the wings. Like I said before I pressed record, the Bir Halacha says that those that say that a bug in a liquid is not a problem of borer because it's considered separate, even though it's very small, but the Bir Halacha says you can't be makel, you have to consider it a regular borer. You could take some of the good along with the bad, but we say that that is considered a mixture because it goes inside, like it gets very close to the hair and to the insect. So that also needs to be considered as far as the regular borer rules. Another case that we had is, I think we were talking about last week, we mentioned, is something that is tightly stacked. Now this is a big machlokas amongst the Paiskim. It seems even in the English Sfarim that they say two different things than each other, but what I'm going to come out is the following. all we've been talking about so far is things that are mixtures, and we discussed what's considered a mixture, big items, small items, toys, foods. By mixtures that are not a mixture, but it's just tightly stacked. So there we have one leniency. And that is the following. If you have something that's tightly stacked, let's say you have a laundry basket and is stacked of shells or shirts or something in the laundry basket or in a drawer that's tightly stacked. Or if you have a tightly stacked coats, one on top of another, meaning it's not a jumble, but it's tightly stacked. But tightly stacked one onto one on top
books
of
on
another.
Shelf is not ever.
Books on a shelf is a similar idea, maybe. They say shirts hanging in a closet. If they're tightly one to another, that's considered tightly stacked. So that is a Borer mixture, but it's a little bit more lenient. What we have one leniency over here by things that are tightly stacked is that you still need to do it for immediate use and you still need to do it with your hands, but you're allowed to remove the bad to get to the good. I mean, if you can't reach the good, so then you can remove the bad just to get for the good. Now, it needs to be for immediate use. Let's say you come somewhere, you came to a kiddush in somebody's house, and you threw your coat on top of a pile, and by the time you come back, your coat is all the way in the bottom, and you can't find it. So you're allowed to remove all the coats, the ones that you don't want, the two different types for sure, they're not yours, and it's definitely two different types. You're allowed to remove the coats on the top just to reach the good, your coat, on the bottom. Now, you need to be doing it for immediate use. If you want to prepare your child's clothes for tomorrow and they're tightly stacked in the closet or they're tightly stacked in the drawer, so you remove, even if it's tightly stacked, you're allowed to remove the top to get to the bottom, but not if it's for tomorrow morning. It needs to be for immediate use. There are some paiskim that say that that is allowed to remove the good, to remove the bad just to get to the good, even for not immediate use, but I'm not going to come out like that. Other places can say not like that. It seems not like that from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's cases were all cases of only tightly stacked. Others say that even by a mixture. We're not going to say you could do that by a mixture. If you have a mixture in a chont and the meat is on the bottom and you know the meat is there somewhere, you just can't find it. So are you allowed to remove the potatoes to get to the meat on the bottom? So according to this, I'll be telling you that would not be allowed. Since it's a mixture, we don't let such a thing. We only let such a thing by tightly stacked. There are those that say that even by a mixture you're allowed. I would hold back from saying that. If it's a mixture, that would not be allowed. If you have something on the bottom of a mixture, now you're allowed to just mix up the mixture again, and hopefully the meat will end up on the top. We have to discuss silverware as well. But I would not say to do that by a case of a mixture, but something by tightly stacked, that we say that would be allowed. If they're tightly stacked, again, the same way, for sure, if they touch each other, perhaps even if not. The same way we were discussing by a mixture, that it's not 100% clear what is considered a mixture, we were discussing last week, I would say over here also, by it's not 100% clear what's considered tightly stacked.
What about pans in the fridge and you want to take something out, either just to leave out to be lukewarm or to heat it in a proper way?
Pans in a fridge. So also the example they give, if you have stuff in the fridge and you have lots of things on the fridge, you have the stacked, so that I would think also that's considered tightly stacked.
It's for now.
So we have to discuss more what's considered now. When we discuss to the halachos of what's considered miyad and lachazman, we need to discuss that. Rabbi Sachs gave me an example yesterday of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about taking something out of the freezer or the fridge just to cool off. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that specific case. But what I thought you were asking is, if you have tightly stacked in the refrigerator, on the top shelf of the refrigerator. Someone even once asked me this question. You see the apple juice in the back of the fridge, but it's blocked by the milk and the orange juice and the water and the this and the that. So those, it's not a mixture exactly, but those are tightly stacked. So if you want to get to the apple juice in the back, so if you're doing it for immediate use, which chances are you are, and of course you're doing it with your hands, so you're allowed to remove, either take out or move to the side, the things that are there in the way, and then you could reach the item that's in the back.
How about taking from the pile what you want, not moving to the side anything?
Taking from the pile you want, you're taking the ochel from the psolos, for sure that's okay.
But that also has to be for now?
Yeah, that also has to be for now, right? Yeah.
Because that's one by one through the closet.
I'm sorry?
One by one through the closet.
I think we were discussing after the class last week as far as by silverware. I want to just dedicate a separate section for silverware. When it's cussed one by one, as far as you dry one piece of silverware and then put it away, you dry one piece of silverware, put it away. So we're going to get to that. Okay? And I think whatever we say by that, I think we'll apply over here as well. Okay? One kula that people say is, that many places can say, is if you have large assorted items. I mean, if you have a stack of chairs, even if it's tightly stacked or if they're just like a jumble around the room, so large chairs, even though, let's say the different types of chairs. So we say that since it's very large, then that doesn't make it a mixture whatsoever, even though, let's say, they're very close to each other. But if they're chairs, then we say that doesn't make a mixture. Even if they're different types than each other and you want to remove some of them because, you know, some of them are broken and you don't want anyone to sit on it by mistake, so you want to remove them, that would be okay because chairs are just way too large to be considered a mixture. Now, again, how large is considered large? It's not clear in the place. I was just discussing this yesterday, but when I said about the 70 opinions about mixture, the friend of mine was saying, he kept on saying, it's just like so not clear in the Paiskim, all the Gedarim exactly. How large is considered large? We were discussing last week as far as toys on the floor in your playroom or in the basement, in the den. So if they're large toys, then Paiskim would say that anyways that's not considered a mixture, even if they're close to each other. But if you have, you know, a big truck and then you have another type of truck and you want to, they go in different places and you have two dolls and one is this type of doll and one is this type of doll, so maybe they're different than each other and they go in two different places, so how big does the doll have to be? How big does the truck have to be? In a chair, that is considered large enough. But dolls and toys, it's hard to know exactly what is considered large. And again, the best is to try and avoid it. And if your kids need to go to sleep before Havdalah, so then you clean it up on Sunday, something like that. Or don't separate it, just dump it all in one pile. Sometimes it's hard to know what's considered a mixture and what's considered large.
This whole, with a large item, is that the same for a mixture and for something tightly stacked?
Yeah, that's the same thing, right.
Okay.
The only, what we're coming out is that the only leniency we have by tightly stacked over mixture is the fact that you could remove the bad just to reach the good. But everything else is gonna be the same.
So if you have in your cabinet a bunch of salad bowls, they're sort of mushka bottles, but they're just like in your cabinet. So you have to wait till right before you see to take out the salad bowl to prepare your salad.
If it will be considered a mixture like that, like the example Rabbi Sachs gave me yesterday, is if you have stuff in the freezer, and there's a mishka babel, he didn't say the word mishka babel, but mishka babel in the freezer, so we were discussing as far as what's considered immediate use, so you take something out of the freezer, of course you take the good from the bad out of the freezer, what's considered lachazman, but you would also consider that. That's considered a mishka babel. You know, all different types of food, even though they're quite big. You know, you have the package of frozen cauliflower and the package of frozen strawberries and the package of frozen corn, and you have this in the freezer, some of the things on muksa we discussed. You have lots, those are pretty big, but that's still considered a mixture. Again, chairs are for sure considered big enough. What else, how much smaller can we get? You know, I would think bowls also, you know, that...
A salad bowl is quite big.
A salad bowl is quite big, but
yeah,
it's not...
So is a bag of frozen cauliflower.
So is a bag of, you know...
I'm saying, let's say you have a cabinet, but I have, like, shelves. Those salad bowls touch each other, but they're not on top of each other. Not in a pile. They are
okay, you know, maybe it wouldn't be considered a mixture, but it would be considered tightly stacked, like we had on top of the refrigerator, the top shelf of the refrigerator. So it would be the same halacha. The only leniency we're coming out with tightly stacked on the top shelf of the refrigerator, or, you know, perhaps in this case with the salad bowls, unless they're one on top of another, but if they're just laid out, but they're very close to each other, is as far as you want to reach one in the back, so you can remove the bad to get to the good. But only for immediate use. It would only be for immediate use. Now, again, we need to discuss what's immediate use. We'll see that immediate use is not going to mean just a few minutes. We'll see. We'll get as far as preparing for the meal. We'll see. We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll get to it today. I'm sorry?
Something on top of the pile. Is that over? Like a stack of shirts? Or salad bowls and their stack?
I think the Paiskim say, I have to check that up again, as far as... But yeah, they say even if it's from on top, you know, it's considered a mixture. Yeah, it's considered a mixture. That's the mixture. It's a mixture. Look at it. It's a mixture. And you're taking from the mixture. Okay, now what we keep on mentioning is the halacha of taking the good along with the bad. Now, until now, we're discussing what classifies something as borer. We'll discuss just a couple cases of what makes something ways out of borer. So you're allowed to take one heter, which I'm sure you all know of, is that you're allowed to take the good along with the bad. Now, the reason why that is allowed is because we say that you're not considered selecting, you're not considered sorting or separating, you're just dividing the mixture. There's a mixture over here, and you're just dividing the mixture. There's good on this side, and there's good on that side. So, yes, one of the sides of the good also has the bad along with it. But since you took good along with the bad, then we say that's considered not a borer, and that's just dividing the mixture, and that is allowed even not for immediate use, because you didn't do borer. Meaning, ochel from psoles is also borer. But it's derech achila borer if you have the other conditions. If you separate the good, the bad, along with the good, then we say that that is not considered as if you separated anything, and you're allowed to do that even for later use. So let's take the example we gave before. You have fat along with the meat, and you don't want to have the fat along with the meat. You have bones in fish or bones in chicken, and you don't want to eat the bones. So you take some of the chicken or some of the meat along with the fat, then we say that is permitted. Now, as you mentioned before, I already forgot who, how much of the good needs to come with the bad. And Rabbi Ribiat, so he even like talks about baltashchis, you know, it's really not so good to rely on such a thing. There's baltashchis going on over here. But it has to be that it could be a very small amount of good, but it has to be a considerable amount of small. Now again, you're going to ask me, how small is small? So again, I can't answer you exactly, but it has to be not just what the natural amount that comes along. Let's say I would take only the bad. Let's say it's Tuesday. So I'm taking the good, I'm taking only the bad. So there's a certain amount of the good that automatically comes along with the bad. That's not sufficient. That's not enough. It has to be a little bit more than that. It could be a tiny bit more than that, but it has to be a little bit more than that. When the bug in the soup or the bug in the soda, if you're interested in continuing to drink it, so you could take along with the good, you take out, don't take out just the bug, you take out some also along with the good.
You know, the
when we would...
Okay.
So who said you could use peelers on Shabbos?
Right.
Right.
You're always taking more than the peeler would take,
right,
even though it's a little bit.
So you know what's so if you would use a knife, let's say for whatever reason you'd use a knife during the week as well, what naturally comes along with that, that is not sufficient. There's always a teeny, teeny bit if you take
a
cucumber and you
peel. During the week, I always use a peeler.
That's not the point. The point is that what if you would use a knife, when you use a knife, what's natural to come along with it? So then we say that that's not sufficient. Now, as far as psoas from ochel, anyways, that's not a problem. But let's say you want to peel something for later use.
You want to make a cucumber salad in the morning.
Right, and you're going to go to shul, and then you're going to... So if you're going to want to peel it, we're going to talk about, when you use about kli, we're going to talk about peelers. But if you're going to use a knife, so then if you're just going to use the regular knife and not take off any extra of the cucumber with it, then it has to be for immediate use. That's considered borer, even though a teeny bit comes along with it. That's not sufficient enough.
I always think of avocados. When you take out the pit, yeah, and you need to take out a little extra with the pit.
How does it work? You cut it in half, and then the pit is there.
You just take a little extra with the...
Okay. The question is, it's huge. Right, exactly. So the avocado pit is very big, but... But it's very, but it's connected to the avocado.
Really,
it's
connected.
Right. So that's a question. That's what she wants to know. Do I have to do that? Either take some of the good along with the bad, or take the bad from the good. You could do it in that motion. I would imagine, since it's tied up against each other, that's impossible to separate. You could definitely separate it, but I imagine it would be similar to the cases of, you know, the other peels, that even though this has a peel besides that, it's not like liquid. It's not like liquid on in a cup. It's not like, you know, a food on a plate. I would imagine you would have to go with the regular rules and either do the take the good from the bad, or take the some of the good along. But now it just comes naturally. When you take out the pit, there's always a teeny pit of pieces. You would have to, I would imagine, you'd have to take a little bit extra with that. Once you do that, then maybe you could take the good from the bad. You know, that little piece that you took extra, that already I have to think about. That I'm not sure. Hold on 1 second. Give me a minute. Okay. As far as taking the good along with the bad, there are those that say, even though generally we do not paskin like this, that there's another case. This everyone holds up, that if you put something in your mouth, then you can take the food, the bad, out of your mouth. Let's say you take a bite of a watermelon and there's a pit inside or something like that. You take a bite of fish or chicken and there's a bone inside your mouth. You're allowed to take the bone out of your mouth, even though that's the bad from the good, because that's also derech achila. Because the whole point we keep on saying is to make a derech achila. That is considered the derech achila. Now, those that say, even though we don't generally paskin like this, that not only... you could take when we say that you could take the bad straight out of your mouth, there are those that say, we don't pass them like this, that you could take the bad right before you put it in your mouth. That's also considered derech achila. Tremendous chiddush. That we keep on saying not like this until now, because we don't pass them like this. But if I have chicken with bones, right before I put it in my mouth, I'm allowed to take the bone out from the chicken, even though that's the bad from the good, but that's just as if it's in my mouth. And in the mouth, you're allowed to do it. So there are those that say that also right before I put it in my mouth, that's allowed. So we do not pass on like that. We do not rely on that. However, Moshe Feinstein says that for children, if you're feeding something to a child, and you definitely do not want to rely on taking the bone out of the child's mouth once it's already in his mouth, or the pit, or something like that, of course. So for children, Moshe Feinstein says that that is considered the derech achila. For children, that's to take out the bone right before I put it in their mouth, or right before they put it in their mouth, then that's a derech achila. So we say that that is also permitted, even though that's taking the bad from the good, but the whole point is to get derech achila. So if it's in an adult's mouth, so I'm allowed to take the bad from the good, because that's derech achila. Once it's in my mouth, I'm allowed to. I'm sorry?
With your hands, it's not a muksa issue. You don't have to spit it out.
Back to muksa. The pits and bones and all these things are muksa. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if I'm eating a peach and I bite and I bite and I bite and I bite and then I'm left with the pit. He said, I didn't have Vera. She says, of course not. Well, he says, "What? Not of course not. You're asking a very good question. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach needed to explain it. But he says that kol zman it's with the food, then it's batel to the food. And it's not considered, it's tuffel to the food, it's not considered a muksa item. Once the food is gone, then it's by itself, then it is considered muksa. But he says also, if it's in my hand and that's all part of my eating process and now there's no more food and now there's just left with the pit or just left with the bone, so then that's not muksa yet. I'm allowed to go ahead and throw it out. Once I put it down on the table, then it becomes muksa and we need to discuss tultum and atzad and all these cases. But the same idea over here, as far as taking food out of your mouth, that's all part of the derech achila. It's still all batel, it's all tuffel to the food. And we didn't discuss that, but muksa, I guess not. But it says that's the reason why, even though pits and shells and these things are muksa, but as long as it's still part of the food, that's not muksa, and over here, that will not be a problem. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we need to discuss, which we're discussing after the shiur last week, as far as mixing, spreading out the items and mixing the items, that's another way to avoid borer, and we'll discuss silver more at length, and once and for all, we need to discuss what's considered with your hands and what's considered for immediate use. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, maybe the last few minutes, we'll say something nice about Shavuos next week. In 2 weeks, Bez Hashem, I think this should be no class. Tuesday is the day after Shavuos. Yeshiva Ketana and YBH, they both start at 10 o'clock that day, Isru Chag. So I think it will be the smartest idea to not have class in 2 weeks. Okay.